Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I like to consume a lot of content as it relates to this WNBA story in the Connecticut Sun, and we've talked about it a great deal, you know, from what the governor's trying to do with the pension fund to Mark Lazary to the Boston deal to what the NBA and WNBA wants. And so I was interested to see Dan Wetzel, senior writer for ESPN, chime in on it as well. And if you don't know Dan or read his stuff, I mean, he's been involved in a host of different projects, including executive producing the Aaron Hernandez doc on Netflix, and he joins us now on Brian and Company. Dan, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. So, I mean, ultimately, I mean, you think the Connecticut Sun are getting a raw deal, but it's a deal that it's going to stay raw.
Yeah, I do. My general principle is a bunch of billionaires want something, they tend to get it. I can certainly be wrong here, but look, if the NBA or the WNBA wanted the team to stay in Hartford, they'd make a deal right now to allow the Mohegan Tribe to sell at a tremendous amount and repay that ownership group for their loyalty and their investment 22 years ago. And then they would reward the fans and move this team to Hartford. If they were really saying, look, we just can't do Hartford, we've got to go to Boston, they'd be trying to put together an ownership group for Boston, which I don't think would be too hard to do, and say, hey, look, I know this isn't the best option, isn't what you're looking for, but at least it's in the region. They're not doing either. By saying that this team has to play at the casino out in Uncasville, they're driving down the value of the group and basically holding them hostage to say, you've got to sell to us.
You know, you did a nice job in the piece that you can read on ESPN.com, or just Google Dan Wetzel, W-E-T-Z-E-L, and ESPN, and you'll get it if you click on the news tab. You know, the Mohegans took over the Sun, and it's hard to remember with all the hysteria over the WNBA in the last 18 months what it was like 20-something years ago when the Mohegans took it over. Just give us a little context.
Well, that very offseason, two other franchises just completely folded. Nobody wanted to buy a WNBA franchise. So, and then later, four more franchises went down. But that very summer, there were four teams that were on the ropes. One relocated to San Antonio, two folded, and the Orlando Miracle came to Connecticut for $10 million, which even then was an incredible deal for a professional sports franchise, but that's how little it was thought of. And look, the plan was, it was a little out there. We're going to play in this smallish arena on the side of a casino out in the woods. And the WNBA was like, we'll take it, because nobody wanted them. So that went from an NBA ownership group in Orlando, or an NBA city. So the Mohegans, who were so valuable to them, they threw them the lifeline, and then for 22 years provided stable leadership, stable ownership, while four other franchises closed and others moved all over. Connecticut was there, and their fans were there,
right,
and the whole plan worked, and they were loyal. Yeah, it's not an ideal situation for a professional sports organization. Yes, it's not a huge market, but the fans were there, and these are your most loyal fans, and this is one of your most loyal ownership groups.
Listen, I mean, the Mohegans are going to make—they're going to get their money. I mean, whether it's the league who does it or another ownership, they're going to get paid, whether it's $325 or what have you. And we're talking with Dan Wetzel, senior writer at ESPN here on Brian and Company. The question is sort of what happens next. I mean, my opinion is that the WNBA and NBA are just mad at Boston because they circumvented the system and they tried to throw a ton of money at it to get what they want. So they're sort of want to be punitive at Boston for being arrogant. And they don't want the team in Connecticut because they want the teams to be in NBA cities, preferably with NBA owners. So it just doesn't fit the model that they're trying to sort of embrace. So the question is, what's next? And the two questions I have written down here, one is court, question mark. Like, is there a legal standing for something here, for whether it's Governor Lamont or whomever to take this to court? And I know we're not supposed to ask two-parters, but the second question I have written down is, what if the WNBA just went to 325 to buy it themselves? Wouldn't everything just go away?
Probably. I think the Mohegan tribe could take them to court and argue, because what the NBA is going to argue is you cannot relocate this franchise. Okay, so you can't just relocate any franchise. You can't buy the New York Giants and say, I'm moving it to Oklahoma City, right? The rest of the league's going to say, wait, no, we need teams in New York or whatever. You have to have a vote, and it's a big process, and you usually got to pay a fee. So any league is not going to allow relocation without approval of the whole league. So that's what they're saying. You can't go to Boston, and you can't sell this group to Utah or wherever you want to go to. The obvious thing is we're going to move it to Hartford. It's 43 miles. Maybe you have a better shortcut. I've heard the traffic. So it's 43 miles. We'll just move it to Hartford. Well, that makes total sense. What they're saying is no, that is relocating. They're going to say that is relocating. Now, the New York Liberty moved around in New York. They're in Madison Square Gardens, and they're in Westchester County. Then they moved from Westchester County to Brooklyn. That's 31 miles. Okay, that was allowed. Now, I would think the Mohegan tribe could go to court and say, no, we can move this team. We can sell to a group that wants to move the team to Hartford, 43 miles. It's not relocating. No common sense person would say that's a relocation. We're actually moving closer to where our fans live. I would assume, right?
Yeah.
So, but by the NBA, the NBA and WNBA saying you have to sell, whoever you sell it to, it has to continue to play at the Mohegan Sun. The value of the franchise is no longer $325 million because the group's going to say it's not worth that much. So that's the issue.
The truth is, Connecticut's really one market. They lump New Haven and Hartford in a media market because the whole state. That's why it's kind of interesting from a news perspective, because I worked in local news for years. It's really, you cover the whole state. Dan, we're talking with Dan Wetzel from ESPN, senior writer there, and you can go to ESPN.com and read the piece on the WNBA and the Connecticut Sun. We got about 30, 45 seconds. If you were just to prognosticate, what do you think is going to be the end result?
They'll figure out a negotiation. I mean, we can say, look, $250 million, $325, they're getting paid a lot of money. It's still $75 million, okay? It's still a huge amount of their investment. They should get whatever they deserve, and they want to sell it at. They've did that. So my guess is this thing, they figure out a price that the Mohegan say, look, this isn't worth fighting you guys in court. We'll take whatever it's going to be, and the franchise moves to Houston, where a billionaire NBA owner and Tillman Fertitta and the Houston Rockets, and they own the Toyota Center, and they have a better chance of making a lot more money and all of that.
Yeah.
That's what I expect to happen.
Yeah, even though it failed there once. Dan, I know you're busy. Appreciate the time and the insight. Thank you so much.
Anytime. Thank you.
All right, Dan Wetzel from ESPN joining us here on Brian and Company.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.